questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We've been in the studio. We have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Murtaza Karimi, an Islamic expert from the Islamic Hausa of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to get to another important aspect of the tragedy of Karbala and what took place on the 10th day of the month of Muharram in the year 61 AH, and that is the case of related to water. You know, water was really an enlivening, we can say, material for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, because the enemy forces stopped Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from reaching water. And this was, of course, one of the tricks by the enemy forces in order to weaken Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and then attack them. One of the things that is around the character of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura is whether he asked for water, I mean, asking for water from the enemy forces, especially in order to quench the thirst of his faithful companions and especially the children, because the family of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt were over there in the tents. Is it so? If this is the case, is it at all good for an imam, for example, an infallible imam, to ask the other people, especially the enemy forces, for water?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The answer to this question is a matter of discussion even among today's contemporary scholars and researchers, and I will at least mention one of the reasons that yes, why we have such differences of ideas. For example, in Arabic language, the word for asking for water is, one of them is istasqa.
Yes.
Now, istasqa can be translated into asking for water or searching for water.
Mm-hmm.
So, in some narrations, this word has been used for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that on the day of Ashura, he did istasqa. So, what does it mean? Does it mean that he asked for water, which means that asking from the enemy, or he himself searched for water, like trying to go to the Euphrates, for example?
Yes.
So that is why we have some differences of ideas. This is one point. Before me going to the narration, let me share one point, and that is the fact that, as you rightly mentioned, many people say that, okay, in Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, in different occasions, he asked for water from the enemies. And
yes,
this is against the dignity of the imam. It is a kind of humiliation,
yes,
before the enemy.
Okay.
And an imam should not do that. Now, one point which should be taken into consideration is that we should think of different cultures in their time and era. So yes, maybe in our time and era, if you are in practical war and then ask for help from the enemy, it might be considered as a kind of humiliation. But was it the case in 61 after Hijra 2? Not necessarily. It might be that, and it might not be that. That is a very, mm-hmm, important point that many,
yes,
of us, we ignore when we are reading the pages of the history. Let me share, for example, what Sheikh Allama Shushtari has mentioned in Khasa'is al-Husayniya. He says that we see in the narrations that the imam asked for water, but we never see that the imam asked for food.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the difference? Imam was also hungry, during the day of Ashura too. He says that, of course, this is his explanation.
Yes.
I don't want to say that whether it is true or not, but this is a point to take into consideration. He says that in that time, in that culture, to ask for food was a kind of, a sign of humiliation before,
okay,
the enemy.
Yes.
And that is why Imam never did that. And that is why we see that when the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were going through the alleys of Kufa or,
yes,
Damascus, and people trying to give them food, we see that Lady Zainab salamu alayha and other people do not do that. They refrain from accepting food.
Yes.
So some people understand it based on fiqh or jurisprudence, but some people say that it was an act of humiliating the Ahlul Bayt.
We are not the beggars. We are not in need of your charity.
That's the point.
Okay.
But this is not the case for water in that culture. Mm-hmm. Okay. In that culture, to ask for water is okay. Mm-hmm. To receive and to accept water from other people, even the enemy, is okay.
Okay.
So that is one point that we should, when we are analyzing the history, we should not think about our criteria.
Yes.
We need to go back to that culture.
And because it was a battlefield, and we know that so many stations, several stations before reaching Karbala, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the enemy forces got to a point where Imam has now control over the water.
Exactly.
But he let the branches of the water to be given to the enemy forces. And this is the point. Even it's been documented that Imam himself welcomes one of the enemy forces and the members with water.
When the army of Harun ibn Yazid Yahyi came to the Imam, not only the people of the enemy were given water by the Imam and his companions, even the animals, the horses.
That's right. Okay.
Now, going to the narrations, it seems that, I believe that according to different narrations, it seems that this is true, that in at least few cases, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has asked for water.
Yes.
I will read some of these narrations and then I will go to the second part of the question. But the point is that, as I mentioned, it's not a matter of consensus among the Shia scholars.
Okay.
Some disagree with that, and I refer to one of the reasons. For example, Ibn Namah Hilli, who passed away in 645 after Hijra, he has a maqtal, a martyrdom account for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, titled Muthirul Ahzan. He says that when the enemies, they tried to kill Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and his body was filled with spears and wounds, then the narrator says, وَهُوَ يَسْتَسْقِي شَرْبَةً مِنْ مَا وَلَا يَجِدْ. That is the word that I was talking about. Imam was doing istisqa, and he did not find any water. So whether istisqa means he was searching for water or he asked for water. This is a matter of dispute among the scholars. But some of the following narrations tell us that no, practically speaking, Imam asked the enemy for water. In another narration we read, عَتَشَ الْحُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, Imam became very thirsty, فَدَعَ بِقَدَحٍ مِنْ مَا. Here we have فَدَعَ, which means he asked for a glass of water. إِنَّ الْحُسَيْنَ اسْتَسْقَى مَاءً حِينَ قُتِلْ فَمُنَعَ مِنْ وَقُتِلَ وَهُوَ عَدْشَانَ. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam did istisqa before he becoming martyred, but they did not let him, and he was killed while he was thirsty. This sentence can be translated in two ways. Or, for example, فَقَسَدَهُ الْقَوْمِ, people tried to kill Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, وَهُوَ فِي ذَلِكَ يَطْلُبُ شَرْبَةً مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Again, we have here searching for water or asking for water. Both of them can be possible.
That's all right.
جَعْلَ الْحُسَيْنِ يَطْلُبُ الْمَاءِ. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was searching for water or for asking for water, and Shem was saying that do not let him to reach water.
That's all right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And Sah al-Hussein ibn Ali isquna ma'an. Now this sentence is very clear. So some of the previous sentences could be understood in two ways, that Imam searched for water or asked for water. But here the narration says Imam Hussein alayhi salam called out that isquna ma'an, give us some water. Farama rajulan bisahmin fashaqqa shatqadin, a man shot an arrow toward Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which caused him a wound on his holy body.
Even Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas was in search of the water.
Exactly.
And when he got, for example, the water, and he was back, I mean, the bags of water were filled, he was martyred, you know, and his arms were cut off on the way back, you know.
Exactly.
When getting the water. That's
so there are some other narrations because of the time of the program. I'm not able to share all the narrations. For me, it seems that, having studied all these narrations, it seems that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in few cases at least, or at least in one case, he asked the enemy for water. Mm-hmm. But is it against the dignity of the Imam?
Sorry, before getting to the dignity, because the family with the Imam, so it is something natural to ask for the water for the children.
Exactly.
Or something like that, okay?
Exactly. Of course, again, there is a dispute in case of Ali al-Asghar.
Yes.
Because some people believe that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took him before the enemy just to ask the enemy to give him water.
Water, that's right.
For this case, it seems that we do not have an authentic narration for this case. The narrations are there that the Imam took the baby that is called Ali al-Asghar, according to some narrations. He was in the arms of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But it's not an authentic narration that in that case, in that occasion, Imam asked for water for that baby. It's not well authenticated.
That's right.
And of course, the rest of the story is true that then an arrow was shot and Ali al-Asghar was martyred.
Yes.
But whether Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked for water for that special case,
okay,
it is not according to an authentic narration.
That's all right.
But now,
is it against dignity of the Imam or
the
not?
The point is that no, it's not against the dignity of the Imam. At least there are three philosophies for that. Before going to these philosophies, as you rightly mentioned, at the end of the day, we are talking about human beings. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because some people think that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was supernatural person, meaning that he didn't feel the thirst. No, Imam was suffering from that.
Yes.
All the companions, all the family members were suffering from that. Otherwise, there is no reward for that. So for sure, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was suffering. His family members were suffering. And it's very natural in this case to ask for water if this is not an act of showing humiliation.
Up to an extent, they were thirsty. I think it is documented that Imam al-Hussein puts his ring on the tongue of Ali al-Akbar,
according
isn't it?
Some notions,
yeah, to quench the thirst of Ali al-Akbar and says, father and son, you know, how thirsty you are, quench your thirst with the ring stone.
Exactly, a miracle done by the Imam, according to some notions.
Yes.
So one, there's three philosophers. One point is that it is a kind of, completing the hujjah, the proof against the enemy.
Yes.
The point is that because some people later could say that, or on the Day of Judgment might say that Imam did not ask us for any help, because the same question is asked, why did the Imam ask for help?
Yes.
We have it in many stations that the Imam asked some people to join his caravan. What was the reason? Is it against the dignity of the Imam? No. Imam wanted to complete the argument, because otherwise the people later could say that the Imam did not ask for any help or for water. Otherwise, we would have helped the Imam or would have given him water. So this is one point. The second point is that this is a kind of, this is an act of Imam to make the tragedy of Karbala an immortal event. Mm-hmm. We have talked about this point that this is a very special event in the whole history of mankind. And the fact that the Imam is asking for water, but he's not given any water. It is, one of the sad pages of the tragedy of Karbala.
Yes.
So this is another, might be another philosophy why Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked for water. And the third point, which is very considerable, is the fact that Imam alayhi salam is the manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
There is no doubt about that. And we see and we read in the narrations that till the last moment of his life, Imam was thinking of the fate and destiny of the enemies too.
Yes.
And he was giving advice to the people.
Guiding the people to the right path. That's right.
So according to some scholars, one of the reasons for this istisqa was that maybe Imam alayhi salam found it a way to guide some people.
Yes.
When Imam is asking for water, at least it was likely for some people just to be touched, that this is the son of the prophet. He is asking us for even water, and we are not giving him water.
To make them conscious of the...
Exactly. And that might be a way for some people to at least be away from the army of Umar ibn Sa'd, which happened, practically speaking. Although not many people joined the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have the case of Hur ibn Yazid Yahya and few other people who joined the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam from the army of the enemy army. But we have other people who did not join the Imam, but they left the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. This is, I mean, according to the many historical reports. So the third philosophy that may think of is that at least we may think of it as a possible philosophy. Imam did that so that it might be, a way for some people to change their destiny, their fate, to join the Imam, or at least to be away from the army of the Umar ibn Sa'd.
And showing the true face of the enemy, I mean, the Yazid as the ruler. All Muslims, look who is the ruler of the Muslims, such deviated people who is, you know, really, really sad story. And these aspects of the story, the tragedy of Karbala has been reiterated and remembered to see that how the enemies of the grandson of Prophet Muhammad did cruelty and atrocity, not only towards him and his companions, but his family members, the women, and the children. Thank you, Masha, for a nice elaboration regarding Istighasa. It was very kind of you. And thank you, Masha, dear listeners, for listening to us.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن